Senator, how are you this morning?
I'm very good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Where in the world in Michigan are you this morning?
I'm at home right now in Battle Creek, getting ready to go to Lansing this morning.
Well, we've got so much to talk with you about this morning. Let's have right at it.
Okay.
When we talk about the spill in your district in the Kalamazoo River, the Enbridge pipe broke. More than 1 million gallons of crude oil leaked into the Kalamazoo River. Cleanup efforts have been ongoing, and news was circulated a couple of days ago about a company that has hired illegal aliens and undocumented workers. And I wanted you to be able to not only comment on that, but the fact that these workers are working 7 days a week, long hours, and perhaps not getting paid as much as other workers are.
Well, I'm not aware of that. I've been gone for the last couple of days up north at a convention, but I have not heard much of that, and I'm sure if that is happening, obviously the federal officials are all over this thing, all the EPA and the National Fish and Wildlife and a lot of other departments investigating this thing. I think that if they are doing that, obviously the federal government has jurisdiction in that area on illegal aliens, and I'm sure that they are working on that. We'll double-check to make sure how that's going today.
Tell us about your recent visit there, what you saw, how it's looking. Is the area improving?
Yeah, actually it is. My office has been very active, both on-site and off-site, and I've met with the senior officials from Enbridge and obviously the company responsible for the spill, and like I said, the EPA, the DNRE, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Department of Transportation, Calhoun County Health Department, and Calhoun County Emergency Management are all working really hard. I've taken tours of the site itself, seen the impact for myself. It's very devastating, obviously, and take quite a long time for to clean up the oil and restore the natural beauty of the area. But, you know, they've done a good job. On the first day that Governor Granholm came down, I was there with the first meeting with her, and, you know, we made sure we had the resources and got more resources because we didn't think they had enough at the very first initial response. And it's really been, for the time since the spill, it's been a pretty good coordinated effort working with the company and with all the different agencies, state, local, and federal level. The oil itself is the massive part that was on the water itself has been picked up and taken away to be disposed of. We did stop it from going into what they call Morrill Lake, Lake Morrill. It's just before going into Kalamazoo City, and they got enough boom and absorbing boom as well as directing boom. To be able to make sure that that doesn't get past Morrill Lake and get into the city of Kalamazoo and then down in where the we have a lot of the DD2 or PCBs where we were doing, you know, a lot of cleanup along Kalamazoo River down there, so we stopped it, fortunately, from getting into that area.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Senator Mike Noss from the 19th District. Well, let's shift gears and talk about the state's budget. Earlier this week, Tim Skubick broke a story, I believe, talking about their maybe resolution to finish up the budget, not only on the Senate's part, but on the House's part, and that a vote may be in order for next week. What's the latest on that?
Well, I think there is. So what we did is when we knew the budget committees, as you know, the Senate passed their budget back in May, and it's kind of very nice, and it's good to see that the governor has come out and decided not to do any tax increases in filling the approximate $300 million hole in this year's budget. And she did propose those several items to raise revenue, including refinancing of some state debt and a tax amnesty program and reducing the time before unclaimed property is turned over, as well as a 3% cut for state departments, and encouraging action on the retirement benefit package for some state employees, which is similar to what we passed for school employees. I think that some of her suggestions obviously are in line with what we in the Senate have already proposed, and so it's nice to see that she's coming around to that, and it's good to see that the House was working real hard this week with our budget people on the Senate side to try to come to an agreement, and including some of the items the governor's proposed and items that we've already proposed and passed in our budget. And so I know they were sitting down this week, and I know that we're not too far apart. So I would hope that we have that taken care of and can actually get it down on paper next week and vote on it.
You think that vote could come as early as the middle or the end of next week?
I believe it will. Tuesday, I think we'll start voting on it, and then Wednesday and Thursday, you know, we'll get the harder parts done. Some of the basic stuff, like I said, we can probably agree on pretty quick, and I think we'll have it wrapped up by the end of next week for this year's budget hole.
Well, the state Senate passed a bill to restrict K2 and other forms of synthetic marijuana and drugs, and I know that's something that's been very important for you to be working with.
Well, last week, yep, the Senate unanimously passed Senate Bill 1373, the bill I sponsored to place several synthetic cannabinoids in the BZP and several of its derivatives, which will put them on a list of a Schedule I controlled substance. The synthetic cannabinoids that I'm talking about are essentially research compounds developed by various drug companies that were never intended for human consumption. And they act similar to the effects of what marijuana is with its THC content and the active ingredient marijuana, except for its potencies in this K2 or fake marijuana or genie, they're calling it out on the street, is 100 to 800 times greater in potency than a typical marijuana cigarette, which can obviously result in more serious side effects and withdrawals. And what they do typically is they take these chemical compounds and are commonly sprayed onto a mixture of herbs and spices and marketed through stores under trade names like K2 and Spice. And you know, these aren't the kind. These are not the kind of products with positive outcomes for our state and our fellow citizens. And you know, the downside is obviously, as law enforcement for over 30 years of my life, as a police officer, and we want to make sure that we encourage parents and adults to be on the lookout for these products and keep them away from their kids, because they obviously are not illegal right now, and they can go in for $20, about 15 to 20 bucks per pack, buy it. And then they roll them up and then in cigarette paper and then smoke them and get high on them. And like I said, the potency is 100 to 800 times greater. And, you know, we've heard from poison control, getting a lot of calls that affect kids that have done this and having bad reaction. And then also hospital emergency rooms and working with state police on it also.
All right, Senator, before we let you go, anything else new and newsy that you're going to be working on?
I think everybody's focused on getting the budget done so we can close the books for by the end of this month, which is the end of the budget year, and then also then get a budget passed for next year. So it's going to be a very busy month.
Mike Noffs is the senator for the 19th District. Senator, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it and look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you, Tony.